You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Trump and the invisible enemy. That's what's up. No one is surprised to learn that Bill Gates created the coronavirus, and they actually can piece together how it's true on their own with very little help from me. Like, come on. Like, he did it. Like, it's like everybody is like, yeah, probable cause. He did it. I can totally see how that's true. Wow. And then they even come up with their own reasons. You see what I'm saying? But then I kind of like, every now and then I drop them a nugget. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I mean, I don't even really have to do that. I'm just like, you know, trying to help them like really seal this deal. Because, I mean, it's true. He did it. You can't deny the fact. I mean, it's ridiculous to try to deny that, right? At least the way I see it. So Trump says he's aiming right at Easter for this all to blow over, because face the facts, this is a flu, and info from a trusted source confirms today that this is in fact a complete scam. I will not be revealing how and or why I know that, because I trust my sources and I'm not going to put them on blast like that, out of respect for them and their family and me caring about them as an individual. But I will say, this coronavirus is a complete scam. Like, I already confirmed it in the last one, but I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just needed that solid confirmation from another source that what I thought was going on is what's going on. And what's going on is we are being scammed. You know, this is, we're not a socialist country. We're not told to be, to like stay inside. You know what I'm saying? This is a free country. You can do what you want. This is not even a communist country. This is a free country. Now, granted, what you do must be within the laws, but, you know, this is not a socialist country. It never will be a socialist country. Isn't that right, Donald Trump? Everyone in the U.S. wants to blame China for this whole thing when Bill Gates is the one responsible. And Chinese Americans expect an apology, much less the native Chinese themselves. They must be horribly livid. I would be too. Here comes this supposed leader, and he points the finger at China instead of the guilty party? Especially after I put the guilty party on blast? What kind of favors are they doing for each other? Are they over there in the Oval Office giving each other some really bomb head or something right now? WTF is really going on. On top of stealing my idea to give supplemental income to families all across America, Trump has also flat out jacked my stance on this sudden pandemic by claiming in so many words that the Democrats are responsible for this coronavirus pandemic and they are doing this to try and thwart my campaign. This incumbent candidate might as well have walked up and took the words right out of my mouth and then regurgitated them, and on top of that, spewed them back up into the public. President Trump, what should we do next? They ask. Oh, let me see. What is candidate Trahan saying elsewhere, but not saying on his press release? Okay, he claims this whole thing is just trying to destroy his campaign, but hasn't said it in a press release? This is perfect. Golden. This is a golden calf. See what I'm getting at here? Anything to disrupt what I've got going on. Like, if you thought what he did to Joe Biden was anything, which, I mean, was that a scam too? Because nothing is coming of that. Like, why bring it up if nothing is going to come of it? If you can't fix it, then why are you even trying to say, let's solve that problem? So yeah, if you thought he did Joe Biden dirty and all the rest of them, then you should really see what Mr. Trump has been doing to Mr. Trahan's 2020 presidential campaign. Check out acapnews.com. And that's what's up.